Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Father, we thank you for your presence here with your people. Thank you for your wonderful love. Thank you for your wonderful thoughts. Yes, we pray, dear Lord, that your Holy Spirit will have his way among us today.
Jesus,
we pray that let your kingdom come and let your will be done. Yes. In Jesus' mighty name. And the whole church of the Lord shall say,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. Today, I want to share a very important subject with you. I'm going to take a text from Isaiah chapter 51. And we will look at verse 16. Isaiah 51, verse 16. I want to expose us to what I call a teacher's prayer. The teacher's prayer.
Na ene mi pese ye kan bibi efa ochrechre ni no anani ochreye no nimpai bo.
And we'll take a text from Isaiah 51 and then verse 16.
Na ya sem ni ye fi Isaiah eduonum bako chichemu dunsia.
The Bible says, and I have put my words in your mouth.
Now I say, may the masem ashewenum.
I have covered you with the shadow of my hand that I may plant the heavens, lay the foundations of the earth, and say to Zion, you are my people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God says that he has a threefold purpose for putting his words in our mouth and his spirit upon us.
Now,
the first reason why God's word comes to you all the time is that God wants to plant the heavens. He wants to plant the heavens. The second reason is that he wants to lay the foundations of the earth. And the third reason is that he wants to say to Zion that they are his people. Is that the kingdom of God is very important and the first thing to God. Jesus Christ himself said that we should seek first the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of God, or planting the heavens, becomes the first thing, the first reason why you hear the word of God. You know, the heavens is talking about up, is up. But he says that he wants to plant what is up. He wants to bring it down. He wants to put it in the soil. He wants to make it practical. That is why God releases his words to you.
If you are a believer, I want you to understand that you are the one God wants to use. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 3, that Jesus was crucified, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. What is the blessing of Abraham? What is the blessing of Abraham?
Abraham nshira no any day.
His name was Abram.
Na ni din ye Abram.
That one of the most important blessings of Abraham.
Na Abraham nshira edimu pa no.
Was that God changed his name from Abram to Abraham?
Se wo Yakobon sisa ni din efi Abram ekọ Abraham.
Abraham means exalted father.
Now Abraham kire eja wa ma no so.
But Abraham means father of many nations.
Abraham ni edi kan ni kire eja ya ma no so.
I want
Abraham no kire amamanyi na eja.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I wanted to title this message Fathers of Many Nations. Because every believer is a father of many nations.
Hallelujah.
If Abraham's blessing is that he is a father of many nations and Jesus came to die, that the blessing of Abraham will come upon us, then Jesus is changing our names.
Abraham ni din se san mo beye ewiase nyina ejade a enye na se wo nyankopo Kristo nu wo no ama Yesu ye nya fache anase ye nya ehu bi ewo Abraham hranu mu dia enye na Yesu ye ye eja edema ama na am.
I came to tell every believer.
Me baba kachre wo jidi ni bia se.
I came to tell every believer.
Me baba kachre wo jidi ni bia se.
That the blessing of Abraham.
Se Abraham hranu.
Is that your name is changed.
Se wo din asesa. Hallelujah.
And what you are today.
Because
of Jesus dying on the cross.
Is that you
are a father of many
Hallelujah.
Nations, not just one nation.
So who are a jadema amanaman.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some people think that father of many nations means that you are bringing forth to children.
It's not
just biological bringing forth to children.
But
father of many nations means that you are in charge of nations. You control nations. No matter the principalities and the powers and the deceptions that they have cast upon people and mass. God has changed your name if you are a believer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, some people call themselves fathers of nations. They don't know that fathers of nations are the ordinary believer.
Now, one more name say, "Sir, a body say a ja edema amanamano." Eyo jidi ni biadia.
So they feel that they are the important people who are standing and fighting for the nation.
Now, my junior must say, "Omo yankrofwa, omo dimwa, omo ku edema wamaino."
And all the believers in the nations can retire.
Because
their prayers are not going to do anything about the state of people and
mass. I came
to employ you again. I said, I came to employ you again. Because the reason why God's word comes to you, the reason why you have Jesus, the word of God, the reason why the Spirit of God is in your heart, is so that God will use you to plant his kingdom wherever you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So every believer is a father of not just one nation.
But you
are a father of many nations.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And although you may feel little in your own eyes, like little David. God is going to use you in these days. Even as you put on your full royal regalia.
Hallelujah.
And you tell yourself that I am a ruler over nations. And although the kingdom of God is a little seed in me, I can take it and I can plant it. And the kingdom of God is said that when you plant it in a system, it will grow. I said it will grow. It will look like it has been pushed aside, but nothing can push the kingdom of God aside. Jesus said that every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. But the kingdom of God has been planted in your heart by God. So when everything has been shaken away, and when everything has been rooted up, the Bible says that we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken. Let us be resolute. Let us have faith. Let us believe that God's word through us as we pray cannot be shaken by any wind. It cannot be shaken by any system. It is going to swallow every other system.
Hallelujah.
It is like the stone that Daniel saw that was cast without hands. And it hits the feet of the world system. And that little stone shattered the whole thing. And it grew. Until that little stone, cut without hands, fill the whole earth. That is the strength of what is in your spirit. That is the strength of what God has deposited in the frail bodies of believers. He has put his treasure inside of you. And there is an excelling power that comes out of it. It excels above every opposition. That is why we can prophesy to all the deceptions around us, that they shall not stand. That is why we can prophesy to religion, that religion is going to be shattered by God. The Bible says that God is going to bring deliverance, or saviors who are cut in the mold of Jesus.
The
Bible says that they will come to Mount Zion. They will come to the church, and they will come and judge the mountains of Esau. The mountains of Esau is talking about the religious order. And the Bible says that when they judge the mountains of Esau, the kingdom shall be the Lord's. I said the kingdom shall be the Lord's. So I want you to rise up and know that God's kingdom is within you. You are an ambassador of the kingdom of God. If you are a believer, an ambassador is a working nation. When the ambassador of Nigeria comes here, the whole of Nigeria has come. So the ambassador doesn't deal with individuals.
The
ambassador that you are, you deal with nations. You are a father of many nations. That is why Abraham, when that name title was conferred upon him, immediately he started to take nations. He started to pray for the deliverance of Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham knew that he was in charge of nations. So although he was an individual, when he enters a nation, he goes looking for the king of the nation. Abraham, as an individual, is able to take the armies of nations together and defeat them.
Now I show him so.
Can you imagine that? Because he has a certain blessing. God had made him a controller of many nations. And that is what you are if you are a believer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to deal with issues as a group. Because the devil functions taking groups of people, not individuals, but groups. He goes out deceiving nations, not individuals. If you read the book of Revelation, the Bible, Satan was loose and he went out deceiving nations.
Now, what can you do?
Because he has a certain anointing.
The
Hebrew calls it a Mimshak anointing. It is a covering anointing. So Ezekiel said that you are the anointed cherub that cover it.
Now, what can Hebrew now was say? Oh, yes, and was ra, and was a cherub no swa, and the kata.
That Hebrew word is the Mimshak, covered.
Somebody.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So that is how he operates. He covers a group of people at a time. That is why if you are an ambassador, you are a believer. And you have the blessing of
Abraham.
You must also cover people and mass. That is why we need to plant the heavens. Jesus taught us how to plant the kingdom of God. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 10, he says that, after this manner therefore pray ye, thy kingdom come. The way to plant the heavens is in prayer. When you know who you are, you know the blessing that is upon you in Christ Jesus, you know you are an ambassador, and you rise up in your elements and you take charge of nations. We need to pray and we need to plant the kingdom of God among our people, because the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 17 that God has a kairos time when people must seek him as a group.
God
wants groups of people to seek him. And so from the annals of eternity, he planted 10 after 10 that groups of people may seek him and find him, although he is not far away from every one of us, because in him we live and move and have our being. Yeah. But although he is not far away from us, he still wants us to seek him.
Na wonyankopon wa hwase num no oyeyen krofuku edu edu na wo ka kire yesa ewom se oni e kire de na mo wa hwehwe se ye be hwehwe no sanse wonyame mu no e na ye te ase ni mu na ye nam ni mu e na ye wo sa adom no.
The kingdom of God is the same way. We are in the kingdom of God. We live and we move and we have our being in the kingdom of God. If you are born again, you are in the kingdom of God, but you still have to seek the kingdom.
Na sa wo ye obi a wo ye ojidi ni dia ene na wo wo ahenie num wo ti ahenie num wo nante wo ahenie num emu ene wo ye wa dia nyina nanso onyame pese ye hwehwe ahenie num.
Because many times we are blind to what we are in.
Na den nyina ade a ye wo mu no ye nie fra wo mu.
And we are blind to what we have and what we are.
Anas enanso nia ye wo no so ye nie fra wo mu.
Who is more blind than the servants of God? So, you have to seek him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The kingdom of God is something that we must seek. We must seek. We must search for it. Jesus even didn't say we should find it, but he says that we should make the effort. We must look for it. We must make the effort to plant the kingdom of God in our society, among our people. We must do it. We must initiate it. We must pray it. We must do it. We must seek it.
Now, I see when you're here, you can say, you're here. I say, Yan Shisha Ahinienu, and not you will say, Dear Ahinienu, I will say, Yahuajuma, I will say, Shisha Ahinienu Nayena.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand that if you are a believer, believers as a group, we determine how our society will be.
Na se wo ye wo jidinia enya na me ka cha se se ejidifo ye nyina ye boma ye na e betumi a kire ba bi a ye wo no se de anoma nko.
Not the individual believer
enya onipa ba ko a wo ye wo jidini ba,
but the believers as a group,
na mo me jidifo a ya kan ye ho abob,
we determine the direction, the blessing, the trajectory of our nations.
Na ye na ye kire se de oman ni hira oman ni hwehwe ni nyoma ebeko.
That is why Jesus Christ said that you are the salt of the earth. So if there is anything going astray, decaying, trying to rot and corrupt, then we can somewhat trace it that the salt are not functioning as salt. They have lost their savor.
And not is a normal and cosuna a prodia, and then you bet to me a cassa, young chineno, and when you drink, you bet to me, dear son, your ma, eseno, ama aye.
That is why God does not look at the life of unbelievers to determine to bless a nation or a people group.
And not in a way, uncle Pon won't share, and yen you for now, bra, but and son of Westra and Crofuqua and our mind.
God looks at our life.
When uncle Pon share, did it for bra, bo.
Our life together.
Ya bra boy ye bob boom say jidifo.
I said our lives together.
Ya bra boy ye bob boom say jidifo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So as I end, I want to share with us some three things that are going to help us to plan the heavens.
Na me ne wo ba be che no ma mien se bia. Ye betumi abon ye mi edua ahinie no asase so.
The first thing is that you must know that you are a father of nations.
Ye di kindness say wo say wo hu say wo ya ma na ma nyina eja.
You have got a seed as a father in you. A seed to plant in the nation. To control the next generation. To control our great-grandchildren. We do not just have power to determine how our children will look like physically.
Na enye tumia ya wose ya manu ya wo ma omo be se yen keke.
You know, when two people, a man and a woman, get together and they bring forth somehow the child will bear some resemblance to them.
Na se obani bema ewo ba ubo sakola na wa wo no no ne be bi be se maami na na papa no.
But that is just a sign to you.
Eyade a kire se
that in your loins, in you, is a certain seed to determine their spiritual future, their academic future, their material future, yes, their financial future. Yes. They are determined by you.
And on a chess, Akola ni ye di ni school mu nyansa wobenya ni ni na brabo ebe koye ewo ni sika semu no ni ni na be chere eba na ewo umu na wawo ne di abani ni ewo umu no ena wawo no.
Not just their looks.
Enyesa obesa okeke.
That is just a sign to you.
Endi ayadi a chess.
That you are a father.
Se wu ye ja.
That you are a parent.
Wu ye parent.
That you can determine the future. That is why the first thing you need to understand in planting the kingdom of God is that you are a father of many nations. That you are in charge of nations. That is why God is going to hold believers responsible for the direction of people groups and their nations. Because we are a kind of first fruit. We are a special breed. We are a first fruit. All his blessings is in you. All his deposit is in you. All the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in you. So every believer, little as you are, you may not know how to say all the legal terms in prayer. You may not be able to pray like somebody. But I tell you that prayer is not using nice legalistic terms. Injunctions and persuasions and decrees and those things, that is not the highest form of prayer.
Na sampa ya wo jina ho na wo kwana wo bana wo she na wo bri wo jiri anya no.
The devil can deceive us with half-truths.
So
that you move from the truth. He wrestles you and you lose your stand. You are no more standing on the truth of the word of God. Yes, if it's falsehood, you will not accept it. But somehow you believe that when you use the injunctions and perpetual and all those powerful things, then you are really, really governing the nation. But I tell you that the governance of the nation is in the hand of the ordinary believer. And the Goliath of our day.
Now Goliath, yeah, what were your man?
For 40 days.
And now
Goliath was making fun of the people of Israel.
Now Goliath was
he comes and then he challenges them. Bring me somebody to fight.
Now Goliath Israel. Mumma me obiano won't send me.
The problems of the nations were going on day after day. 40 in the Bible means a long time. This is the same trend. There came a little boy called David. He was not in the army yet. But he had the spirit of the kingdom within him. He knew who he was. He had a relationship in the desert with the God of Israel. He tried to use the word injunction and all those powerful things, and he said that no, this one I cannot go with it. He went to choose some 5 smooth stones. And Goliath was stoned to death.
Now, Goliath time,
small stone.
What the
God can really make fun of his enemies.
Because
just a stone.
Hey.
Somebody who has been a man of war from his youth. It was a smooth stone that killed him. I tell you, God is going to use you if you are a believer.
Hallelujah.
You must only know why Jesus is in your heart. And why the Holy Ghost is on top living in you. Why the Holy Spirit is upon you. Because he has one aim. That he will plant the heavens.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.